We are talking about school governing bodies, as schools across the country have started with the process of electing school governing bodies. The elections are legislated to be held every 3 years at tens of thousands of public schools across South Africa. And the South African Muslim Network has now called on the Muslim community to actively participate in the school governing bodies elections, which began yesterday and end on the 30th of April. And we welcome Dr. Faisal Suleiman, the chairperson of the South African Muslim Network. Dr. Suleiman, assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah for the opportunity.
Well, it's an important issue to be discussing. We seem to be having a lot of feedback on the phone. Let's see if we can fix that.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. All right, so why is it so important for the Muslim community to become active in the elections of the school governing bodies?
Firstly, thank you for the opportunity. I think people, I'm sure many do, but just as a refresher, know that, you know, the school governing body very often sets the roadmap for the school, and it is up to the admin staff, the academic staff, to then, fulfill that roadmap. So as far as governance of the school, finances, the discipline, the ethos, the morality of the school's extracurricular activities, and to then, very importantly, choosing of staff, both academic and administrative, all falls within the ambit of the governing body. Two of the curricula are set by the Department of Education, inspections, exams, all of that. But the core running of the school is left to the governing body, and in a society that is transforming, in a society that is seeing rising Islamophobia, a right-wing shift, and within many communities, it's then, a no-brainer, to be honest, as to why Muslims should be actively participating, both suitably qualified Muslims, and I think that's important, suitably qualified and people who can lend expertise to schools, should be making themselves available, and the rest of the parents lobbying, working together to ensure that they pitch up and they vote, whether these days, whether it's electronic, whether it's a combination of physical and electronic voting. However, whichever system the school chooses, we need to, as a community, dedicate people and even headhunt within the school. Even if someone hasn't thought about it, but someone says, hold on, the school, you need a range of skills. On the governing body, you need someone strong in finance, in HR, accounting, management skills, a visionary for the school. And if parents know of someone like that, even if that person hasn't come forward, go lobby, go headhunt, get together and, convince this person that you can be an asset to not only the school, but of course, for the interest of Islam, at SAMNET we're dealing often with cases of harassment of teachers. Students being harassed for various reasons, Islamophobic attitude by some teachers. We know there's the issue of sex education in schools, the implementation of that, how it is taught, the issue of, madrasa, sporting activities, finding the balance, ensuring that there's some accommodation for these things, Ramadan, days off, Eid. All of these things come from the governing body. And therefore, it is so crucial that Muslims avail themselves.
Absolutely. So what is the process of election, how does it work in practice?
So essentially, parents have to nominate another parent. You have to be a parent in the school and be nominated by another parent. And essentially submit your nominations in time. And then schools are choosing different methods. Some, especially now that we're in alert level one, and then some sort of, 150 people indoors, et cetera, is accommodated for within social distancing rules, of course. Then some schools, I'm sure, are going to opt to have it, physically at the school. Some may say the whole process will be done electronic and the votes either physically or electronically. And I think each school will, depending on their resources and their capability, to have a Microsoft Teams or a Zoom meeting where all the candidates, take 5 minutes to campaign almost as to why they would make good candidates. Different schools, I'm sure, are going to offer different options. But whichever one it is, we need to make sure that in this next, it's the whole of March and April, and perhaps if Muslims want to get really involved, especially where there are large Muslim populations in pupils, to get the school going now so this is done before Ramadan starts, which I think we all know will not be so very long from now.
Yes.
So try and get it done in March, example, not on a big night, you know, Rajab, Shaban, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So a simple example, Anissa, if I use that as an example, simple, important Islamic day. When you have Muslims on the governing body, I know if I can say that myself, I was a governor for eight years at the school my children attended. Mm-hmm. You make inputs mm-hmm. at this level. You try not to have important meetings, school meetings, this, that on significant nights.
Yes.
And at the same time, I think, you know, we live in a multi-plural, cultural, religious society. So you do the same for other religions. You show that courtesy. We're not just promote, you know, an Islamic yes, at the expense of other people. But you have to be there to be able to do something. Then to say, yes, these are our holy nights. Well in advance, I used to give the school a calendar, Islamic calendar on the pin of the year and say, these are the nights that are off. This is probably going to be these 2 days, one of them, etc. So you're not going to schedule anything there. Halal food at functions, especially with the new schools. The sports is an important thing. They have sports days. They have all of these facilities. School sells food. They have camping days. The only way you can influence that is if you're in the school, if your mothers are in the governing, you know, the mother's committee, parents and the governing body, you make your input. You make input as to starting to introduce in an assembly the week before Ramadan, 5-minute talk. You ensure the speech giving, that you have variety in the speeches. There's so much at such an important level that you can do to promote Islam and, of course, to counter the negative effects of people with Islamophobic agendas. Mm-hmm. But you have to be there to be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the important thing is that many of us may not realize, but not all Muslim children attend Islamic or, you know, Muslim majority schools. And that's why this emphasizes the importance of the participation and representation.
No, I think we can go to the other Anissa, and say with confidence that the vast majority of Muslims, and I think sometimes when we say Muslims, some of us may only think of Indian Muslims, mm-hmm. but the vast majority of Muslims are not in Islamic, private Islamic schools. They are not in even Model C schools. The vast majority of Muslim children, especially, you know, we forget we have large townships, mm-hmm. if I can still call them that, the Lanesias, the Phoenix, the Chatsworth, other areas, attend government schools. And government schools that are often run down, often run by people who, you know, come from backgrounds that are not favorable to Islam. And therefore, our people need to make the input. Yes, initially you may have to put up with a bit of resistance. All the more reason to work harder. Make sure you do your job. Make sure you contribute at all levels. And then people will respect you for the work you do. Mm-hmm. And it allows you then to also voice your opinion and have a say on matters of religion and culture.
So at SAMNET, from your past experience of Muslim learners and parents in public schools, what have you learned from that, especially as we know about the Islamophobia that's very present, and we're seeing, as you said, the right-wing influence on our communities right now? And this is from whether it comes from teachers or from fellow teachers and students.
Well, I can draw on my experience, first of all, as you said, from all the incidents we deal with at the SAMNET office. Being a governing body, and I'm still a trustee at the foundation trust of one of the large ex-Model C schools here in Durban. So, you know, although the school is run by the governing body, as the foundation trust, we still have some input and finances and all of that. And I can say that it is so important. You know, simple thing, as I've mentioned, like exams, Juma for the children, arranging a simple, most basic thing like arranging taps and water cans for the Muslim boys in the toilets, mm-hmm. so that they can clean themselves properly, the istinja, etc. At those levels, initially they wonder, like, what it is about. And then you, at a governing body meeting, the access, you know, the other things about being in a governing body is your access to the principal, access to the school. Otherwise, you can be really obfuscated by someone who, you know, given the runaround, appointments not made, not kept, given you appointments months from then, you're going to call the principal. When you're on the governing body, your access to that is so much easier. As we say, you have a contact. People don't like the word contact. You have a contact in the school, right? And that makes things so much easier. I can go on forever on my personal experiences.
Yes.
Having joined just a recently transformed or opened up school to non-whites, where my children went many years ago, and how we changed the school over many years. And Muslims became an important component, not just seen as people, as we said, you're not just seeing your Muslims as people who pay school fees and happen to be there. They have to be an intricate part of the school. I had to change. Let's not talk about my personal thing, but at Samnet, we've had Muslim boys being harassed for wearing a topi in school. The girls with their dress. Pants,
yes.
Like that, Muslims, teachers complaining they're being, ostracized in the staff room because of their scarf or because, oh, now this one has to go for Juma, like the men, or we have to adapt because, that sort of mentality, oh, we have to change because you have to go pray, that sort of thing. And when you're in those schools and you make input and the constitution and the Department of Education, Mr. Lucky, is amenable to these things, this whole issue on the sex syllabus, that alone should be inspiring people to get involved. How it is taught, the manner, the attitude of the teachers, the selection of the teachers, all of it is so crucial. And this is, Anissa, the foundation of learning for our children. Of course, there's madrasa and there's what happens in the home and in the masjid. But, we cannot go away from the fact that the vast majority of children's foundation of teaching and learning and ethos, all of that comes from
the teacher
and the school and the ethos of the school. And how can we neglect such an important thing and then we worry later on, the lack of discipline in the child and they're going off and, they don't know how to handle peer pressure and they can't handle rejection and they can't do this and they can't do that. When we had the opportunity to make input at the level of the school and the maintenance, it's a common thing. Parents complain about this school and that school. But have you been for an election? Have you stood? Have you campaigned? Have you made an effort to influence the school? No. What were you expecting? What are you really expecting if the opportunity is there for you and you don't take it?
So what characteristics would you like to see in the candidates that are put forward and voted into the positions the school governing body?
Look, I think it is important to say at the outset that the candidate must be somebody who himself, understands the diversity of our country. You cannot go there as a narrow-minded person to say, right, I'm here to enforce, my plan is to have Sharia and Sharia aspects. I think you shoot yourself in the back. I think it's, as we say, even in Islam, in the fiqh, the alcohol wasn't forbidden in a day. It took a process for alcohol to be forbidden. And the same thing here. You need people, like I said, accounting skills, managerial skills, visionaries, people with sports, administration or sportsmen themselves. Clearly, some schools adopt a house because of a large amount of sports or just input into sporting equipment, that sort of level.
Yes.
And clearly, managerial skills. An attorney, often a very important part of a governing body is to have an attorney. So those sort of skills. And then a parent with common sense. You don't have to have any fancy degree. Today, most degrees aren't fancy anymore, but you don't even have to have a degree. You just need to have a sense of common sense, dedication, being able to work with other people and say, right, my skill is, one of the skills most needed in a school governing body is building skills. Someone like an architect or a builder, maintenance is such a common issue in schools. And one of the most important people on a governing body is someone who knows about building.
And a good coordinator.
Absolutely. So you don't need a degree. You need someone with common sense who goes in there, works hard, whose aim is to help the school, help the children. And the byproduct of that is that you are there to make an input, to open doors where specific Muslim issues are. It cannot be that you have no skills, but you're a Muslim. You want to just get in there, don't contribute, don't help the school. All you do is actually do a disservice to Islam, because we are created to serve, and that's what you must do: go serve, and not just think in a narrow mindset.
What is the way forward then for Muslims in looking at the school governing bodies?
Anissa, most parents or schools have various chat groups. Each grade has a chat group. They have class reps, mums reps committee. Often these schools are organized. Parents themselves have have WhatsApp chat groups for the different classes, etc. Other than posting about homework and about what lunch is having for who, the idea is for the moms and the dads now to use those WhatsApp groups for this purpose. Make social media, you know, a strategic tool. In this case, use those WhatsApp groups. Use the communication channels that you have today to start mobilizing, informing. People who are listening, start thinking about it. If you're a parent or a grandparent, tell your parents, your children about it and say, you know, this is so important. Go make input into the school. So motivate others, spread the message, however you do it. But get people to take this seriously, to find out from the school, when is the governing body election? It could have started yesterday, so I'm sure that not too many have taken place. So I'm sure most schools are still going to have it. Get involved. Lobbies among yourselves, know who has got the skills. And, you know, it doesn't take that much up of your time. And if it does take a bit of time, alhamdulillah, you get sawab for it. And you are there, not only for your children, setting foundations for other children. Even in finance, ensure there's no corruption, things are done properly, the school runs, the verges are clean, the children have a sense of pride going to school. You know, all of these things are set by the governing body.
All right. Dr. Faisal, jazakallah khair for your time. And if anybody wants to know more about the campaign that SAMNET has put out, you can go to their website, which is www.samnet.co.za. And Dr. Faisal, jazakallah khair. I know this is something that you've campaigned for a long time, and I wish you all the success with it. And I hope that parents are taking a good listen to this and hopefully adhere to or listen to what you've said.
Inshallah. It's for the future, the children, for the protection of religious rights in a time when these are under threat from various quarters. And it's a wab. It's giving back. It's part of your patriotism. It's part of your Islamic duty. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, you know, we'll get a wonderful response from our community.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.